Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, March 1st, 2013, and this is Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. FAOM Bulletin No. 6 is available at your local domicile March 1st with an effective date of Friday, March 15th, 2013. As you are inserting your Bulletin No. 6 into your FAOM, please be aware that Bulletin 5, number 5 will remain in your FAOM until the next revision is handed out. Be sure to take time to insert, thoroughly review, and record Bulletin No. 6 into your FAOM prior to the March 15, 2013 effective date. One of the key components of our 2012-2016 contract includes the ability for reserves to preference their trips through new automation. The letter of agreement on page 311 of our contract outlines reserve preferencing and will allow flight attendants on call in reserve status the opportunity to request specific open positions by ID number or by indicating other criteria such as layover city, earliest check-in, language, purser-non-purser position, co-terminal, ID length, international, domestic, latest arrival, equipment, standby, and position. You will have the ability to place up to 10 preference requests on file each day, with each request consisting of up to 6 different criteria. Additionally, there will be an option to create a standing preferences using individually selected criteria that will, at your option, remain on file permanently until changed by you. The company has completed the necessary programming to move forward with testing, which will be conducted system-wide in March. Representatives from AFA are part of a joint team that will test the new system to ensure compliance with the intent of our contractually negotiated language. We are also working with the company to develop detailed training material to be sure that you are informed on how to use the new system and gain the most advantage from this first in industry preferencing system. Work is also being done to complete the preferencing process for Ready Reserve flight attendants, which will provide preferencing for criteria such as field standby, minimum or maximum flying, see pages 315 of our 2012 through 2016 contract for details. Once these new systems are in place, we will be the first flight attendants in the industry with this type of reserve preferencing ability for flight attendants on call and reserve status. During the testing in March, we will be looking for and resolving any issues that we identify to be sure the system operates as negotiated. Once we've gained some insight on how the testing is performing, we will update you with additional details on our anticipated timeline for training and implementation when we have that information to share. In addition to reserve preferencing, Jetway Trades Section 9G5 are planned during the June schedule month with more details available in May. Trip Trade with Open Time with Preferences Section 9G4 is scheduled to begin in the August-September schedule month timeframe. This provision will allow lineholder flight attendants to have the ability to indicate preferences similar to those for reserve preferencing when picking up from open time. Tomorrow, the first day of the March schedule month, we look forward to welcoming back to the line a number of our flying partners who have been away on voluntary furlough while, at the same time, extending our appreciation and gratitude to those who have elected to avail themselves of the benefits of our most recent voluntary furlough and partnership programs. To those going out on voluntary furlough, we wish you well in your endeavors while away from work and look forward to seeing you back on the line in 13 months. For those returning tomorrow from voluntary furlough, we welcome you back and, as we always do, commit to working with you to ensure your transition back to the line is uneventful. During the past 12 months, there have been a number of changes in services, flying schedules, layovers, etc. When combined together, these may seem daunting and, in fact, bring back memories of being a new hire. However, as in all we do, standing together can ensure our collective success. We are committed to ensuring your transition back to the line and extend to each of you our warmest wishes and welcomes back. Your personal safety and that of your personal belongings is something that always deserves careful consideration. Whether you lay over at the airport or downtown, there are things that you can do to lessen the chance of personal injury or other victimization. First, know what hotel you are going to and how to get there before leaving your domicile. If you appear lost or confused in any public place, you become a more likely target for crime. If hotel information is missing from your ID, call 1-800-FLIGHTLINE, option 2. All IDs are required to have hotel and transportation information attached. Unimatic's DSP ID / or Travel Quick screens also provide hotel information, including the address and phone number. These screens provide the same provide the name and pickup location of your ground transportation to hotels. Should you find specific hotel or transportation information missing from your ID or TravelQuick, please report it by using TravelLog. At the layover hotel, keep personal luggage in your possession or secured at all times. Leave valuables at home or place them in the hotel safe or in the in-room safes. Do not mention room numbers in the presence of other hotel guests. If hotel staff announces your room number so that others can hear, request another room assignment and travel log this safety issue. Try to have rooms assigned close to the other crew members whenever possible. Prior to closing the room door, use the buddy system with a fellow crew member and use your suitcase to prop the door open. When you're on a single ID, you might consider requesting hotel security or other staff escort you to your room and wait while you inspect your room. Check closets, under the beds, behind drapes, and the bathroom. Ensure the phone is working and that you can directly dial 911 or a local emergency number. Take note of the number of fire exits where they are located. Once inside your room, use all available door and window locks. If any are broken or inoperable, immediately request another room. If you wait to check the locks, you may not want to repack to change rooms, thus putting your safety at risk. Place the Do Not Disturb sign on your door. Place your room key and a flashlight at your bedside. Keep in mind, as we stay in some areas subject to earthquakes and tornadoes. When away from your room, turn on the TV or radio to a minimal volume that can be heard outside your door. Local law or hotel policy might require all persons visiting hotel guests provide identification and register at the front desk before proceeding to the room. There also might be a restriction of inviting a person of the opposite sex not married to you into your room. If someone knocks on your door, ask them to identify themselves while looking through the peephole. If it is a hotel employee, consider calling the front desk to verify their identity before allowing them inside. Women may wish to consider requesting a female hotel staff member make any room deliveries. If it is necessary for anyone to enter your room unannounced, if your personal well-being is questioned, hotel protocol industry-wide calls for at least two persons to be present, at least one of them of the same gender. Finally, when leaving the hotel for food, exercise, shopping, or entertainment, it is always safest to travel in numbers. Ask the hotel concierge or front desk staff for safe areas and establishments to visit and ones to avoid. Always remain aware of your surroundings. It is important to remember some activities practiced at home might be crimes in other countries. Do not dress or wear expensive jewelry to draw attention to yourself. If you do go out by yourself, tell someone where you are going and what time you plan to return, or leave a note of your intended plans in your room by the phone. You should also carry a personal ID in your pocket or purse. If you have a cell phone, take it with you. Other than obviously being able to call for help, some cell phones are equipped with global positioning systems, GPS. As always, be safe. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.